Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Guyana is the only South America country that lists English as its official language. However, the name Guyana is an Amerindian word meaning land of many waters. The country was known as British Guiana until 1970 when it officially became the Republic of Guyana. Even though it's located on the continent of South America, culturally, Guyana is very unique. According to the 2012 census, 40% of the Guyana population is East Indian in origin, and 25% are Hindus, making Guyana the country with the highest percentage of Hindus in the Western Hemisphere. Almost 80% of the country is covered by dense rainforest. Four major rivers wind across this small tropical country. All along those rivers are located hundreds of small villages. Many of them have never had a gospel witness. Well, Noah Srivenoff left Guyana as a young boy when his family moved to New York City. But while serving in the United States Navy, he surrendered his life to Christ. Upon completion of his military service, he went to Bible college, where he met and married Charlene. And the Srivenoffs recently celebrated 30 years as missionaries, serving in Guyana since 1994 and starting several churches across the country. Their main church, Victory Baptist Church, is in Georgetown. They have a small Bible institute called Teaching All Nations, with 17 students enrolled who have just completed their first year of classes. And Noel says, as a key to their ministry is the Foundations of Faith discipleship lesson being used to help those who want to get grounded in their faith. I'm discipling two medical people. One is an optician, the other a medical student in a medical school. Last year, I went through three levels of the course with a medical doctor who's originally from India and who attends our church. He and his wife completed the three levels. Before he came here, he was not a Baptist, but after getting grounded in the faith, he chose to become a Baptist. Through online teaching, he's now reaching others in India. Noel notes that the doctor and his brother run a ministry in India to help pastors and to train them. He's already finished teaching all three levels of the Foundations of My Faith discipleship lessons to about 160 pastors. The doctor said, since then, trained pastors have started practicing soul winning and more people are coming to Christ. Noel says the doctor has translated the lessons now into Hindi and the Telugu languages of India so that he can reach a larger audience. And he's now working to implement the Teaching All Nations Bible Institute curriculum to that crowd. Well, Guyana stands today in desperate need of God-called missionaries who will give their lives as living sacrifices to reach the hearts and souls of her people. One old Guyanese village chief, whose village sincerely wanted a missionary to come and live among them, was sorely disappointed when he was told that there was no one available to go to his village. Not understanding the problem, he innocently asked, if the Bible says go and my village says come, why is there no missionary for our village? Can you answer the old chief's question? Who will go to Guyana as their next missionary? Well, that should make us all think of places all over this world where people are saying, would you come? And the Bible says to us, go and preach the gospel.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.